Good morning. It's May 1st, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. The James Webb Space Telescope has just given us the most detailed infrared glance yet at a cosmic landmark, the Horsehead Nebula, revealing secrets from 1,300 light-years away. This peek into the vastness of space not only captivates with its beauty, but also opens new avenues for understanding the universe. The Horsehead Nebula, a part of the Orion Molecular Cloud Complex, is a fascinating structure formed from a collapsing cloud of material, brilliantly illuminated by the nearby Sigma Orionis star. These new images from the James Webb Space Telescope have set a new standard, offering clarity and detail far beyond what was previously possible with earlier telescopic technology. This advancement isn't just about capturing stunning images. The detailed views of the Horsehead Nebula provide a critical look at the processes of star formation and the dynamics of interstellar matter. With an expected erosion timeline of about 5 million years, the nebula serves as a valuable laboratory for astronomers studying the life cycle of stars and the evolution of cosmic structures. Looking ahead, the baton will be passed to future generations of telescopes. The Giant Magellan Telescope and the European Extremely Large Telescope are poised to take their own looks at the nebula, promising to push the boundaries of our cosmic understanding even further. In a related vein of space exploration, NASA is actively seeking volunteers for the CHAPEA mission. This initiative aims to simulate life on Mars right here on Earth at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Participants will live in a Mars habitat simulation to prepare for the real challenges of a mission to the Red Planet, highlighting NASA's commitment to pioneering future space exploration. In a testament to China's growing prowess in space exploration, three astronauts have safely concluded their six-month odyssey in space, marking a series of significant achievements for the nation's space program. Tang Hongbo, Tang Shengjie, and Jiang Xinlin returned to Earth aboard the Shenzhou 17 spacecraft, touching down in Inner Mongolia after a mission filled with scientific discovery and technical challenges on the Tiangong space station. During their time in orbit, the trio embarked on a variety of tasks, including conducting scientific experiments that could have implications for both space travel and life on Earth. Their mission was also punctuated by spacewalks to repair damaged solar arrays, a critical task that underscores the harsh realities of space. Additionally, they played a crucial role in logistics, welcoming a robotic cargo ship that replenished the station with vital supplies. Notably, this crew was the youngest to visit Tiangong, with members aged 48, 34, and 35, setting a new precedent for youth in space exploration under China's banner. This record was short-lived, however, as China has already launched the Shenzhou 18 mission, sending an even younger team of astronauts to continue the work on Tiangong. This move is part of China's strategy to maintain a continuous human presence on the station for at least the next decade. China's ambitions don't stop at maintaining a space station. The nation's space exploration goals are set high, with plans to conduct manned moon landings and to develop giant, reusable rockets. These initiatives are stepping stones in China's long-term vision for human space exploration, signaling a future where the moon, and perhaps beyond, are within reach. In an unprecedented move to tackle the disparity in sports injuries, a coalition of sports and academic leaders are shining a spotlight on a pressing issue in women's football: the alarming rate of ACL injuries. This collaborative effort aims not only to understand the phenomenon, but to pave the way for safer playing conditions for female athletes. The partnership between FIF Pro, the Professional Footballers Association, PFA, Nike, and Leeds Beckett University marks the beginning of a 3-year investigative journey into the reasons behind the high incidence of ACL injuries within the Women's Super League, WSL. With the backing of these organizations, the study is poised to delve deep into the factors contributing to the stark difference in injury rates between female and male footballers. Research has consistently shown that women are significantly more likely to suffer from ACL injuries, with rates 2 to 6 times higher than their male counterparts. This study will cast a wide net, examining aspects such as facilities, medical support, travel conditions, and the demanding schedules faced by WSL players, in search of actionable insights. The initiative is not just about numbers. It's a step towards addressing the systemic gender inequalities that persist in sports. It's about ensuring that female athletes are provided with the same level of care and consideration as men. The urgency of this research is underscored by the high-profile injuries of players like Leah Williamson, Beth Mead, and Alexia Patelis, whose careers have been impacted by ACL injuries. Lucy Bronze, an international defender with a personal academic background in ACL injury research, emphasizes the critical need for increased awareness and education on preventing these injuries. Her involvement signifies a bridge between research and real-world application, aiming to enhance the welfare and safety of players across the board. This study represents a significant step forward in the pursuit of equity in sports, demonstrating a collective commitment to improving the health and career longevity of female footballers. In a bold move to secure its place in the future of technology, the Australian government has unveiled a nearly $1 billion investment in quantum computing. This significant financial commitment, with a substantial portion earmarked for PsiQuantum, signals Australia's ambition to become a powerhouse in the global quantum computing landscape. This initiative is a key component of the Future Made in Australia plan, designed to bolster domestic manufacturing and nurture technological innovation. The government's investment is not just about funding. It's about laying the groundwork for Australia to develop sovereign capabilities in quantum technology and foster a thriving quantum tech ecosystem at home. The projected impact of this investment is substantial, with expectations of an additional $48 billion in GDP and the creation of 240,000 new jobs by 2040. This initiative could also serve as a beacon for Australian quantum scientists working overseas, encouraging them to return and contribute to the nation's quantum computing endeavors. PsiQuantum is at the forefront of this technological push, advancing photon-based quantum computing. The company's innovative approach utilizes standard semiconductor fabrication techniques to produce the photonic chips essential for quantum machines. By targeting the end of 2027 to get its Brisbane manufacturing and production facility operational, PsiQuantum aims to position Australia as a leader in the commercialization of quantum innovations. This strategic investment by the Australian government not only showcases the country's commitment to competing in the quantum computing race, dominated by giants like the US and China, but also sets a clear goal for Australia to become a global hub for quantum technology and manufacturing. The implications of this move are profound, marking a significant step towards Australia's vision of becoming a center for quantum growth worldwide. In a groundbreaking development from Scotland, scientists at Heriot Watt University have engineered a material that could revolutionize our approach to combating climate change. This new material outpaces trees in capturing carbon dioxide, marking a significant stride in efforts to mitigate global warming and biodiversity loss. The team, led by Dr. Mark Little, has synthesized a porous material composed of oxygen, nitrogen, and fluorine. This innovation, detailed in the prestigious journal Nature Synthesis, hinges on computer modeling to predict how molecules assemble into structures capable of trapping greenhouse gases. These hollow, cage-like formations are not just theoretical achievements. They represent a tangible leap forward in storing harmful emissions more efficiently than natural processes currently allow. The research doesn't stop at the laboratory door. Dr. Little and his team are integrating cutting-edge AI technology to fast-track the discovery of new materials. Their ambition extends beyond environmental restoration. They envision applications that remove toxic compounds from the air and advance medical science. However, the path to practical application is steep. Scaling up these findings from lab experiments to widespread use remains a formidable challenge. Yet, the potential impact of this discovery cannot be understated. As the world grapples with the escalating crisis of climate change, innovations like these offer a beacon of hope. The team at Harriet Watt University is optimistic that their work will soon contribute to significant advancements in our fight against global warming, underscoring the critical role of scientific research in securing a sustainable future. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.